Blog Talk Radio. time, you and I. Show me what you do for me.
Ladies, listen. I wanna be down, I've been up for a while. It look better on the gram when he sit in the crowd. This life is what you make it, ride that wave and don't drown. We wear jewelry while we make it, making songs with the sound. Good morning while you're yawning, get it on and you know me. Shoot a other year, home video for fans only. Couple bands in my hands while we rolls rolling. Tell them hold it, leave my shit in the front, then kick the dough in. Have my swag, still my staff, I get last laugh. Text the group, bitch is lit, I just snap back. Black tights, Jordan 3s, and a snapback. With a starter jacket before you bitches pass swag. If I'm coming how I'm coming, I don't half-ass. Cause R&B T, I'll leave the favorite in the trash bag. Lie, the tone is what I said it. If you want it, come and get it, don't forget it.
I combine all the jewels from the mind, poetic, profound, and lyrically inclined, spiritually aligned, cause it's all by design. You can follow behind, but you can't cheat the grind. It's that rhythm and blues, pain, emotional hues. They just misuse it with unethical views. It's for professional use, this only stemmed from the roots. I'm just enjoying the fruits, and I don't usually flex. I could if I wanted to, but I'm making exceptional. Filipina queen, my money green like vegetable. Who the first black woman to own a festival? Barbie without the plastic, a classic collectible. Young and respectable, shady, they skeptical. Say a prayer, Breonna Taylor seems intentional. Black queens with dreams, beautiful, exceptional. Say you wanna be down, but still ain't the rest of them though.
Waist too small, my face too cute, my game too strong, your man too close, he on my phone, about these bills, put mommy on the phone, he ain't ever coming on. Look, I'm about to go in, I'ma get inside these bitches head like a sewing, I'ma lace the track in the front, make it blend in, pull that shit back so the glue ain't showing on the track, I'm hoeing, hose pipe flowing, about to build a little flower bed he can grow in, got a mothership, we can head to the sewing. Bound the world streaming, baby, I'm a king from when. Bitch, I'm from the hua, wish a woo. Saw your in the club, looking good. I'm a boss and a worker, keep a tight circle. Last name Bardu, first name
Division. Year 2020, I went with my intuition. Black females, we gon' flourish in these conditions. Border front lines, not in your kitchen, I'm on the mission. B7 out now, go streaming for all your feelings. Blessed to finally see it completed and not deleted. From saving all the waving by the polar, I'm genius. With global climate rising, I keep it cool like anemic. Said I love you, then I mean it. Ain't no half in between it. Had to look inside that mirror to understand what a queen is. Trying to teach my mini me that our skin is not a weakness. Can't just settle at the surface, cause that trauma cut the deepest. Know you beautiful and black, go be proud. Always trust in God, the higher self, take that vow. And if they say the sky is the limit, then buy a cloud. And if they can't see us as an equal, they not allowed.
Dilly, yo. When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio, he moody, yo. Like a nigga that'll slap you with the tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress at the banging bitches and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you
that.
Really wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see.
big buck ballin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me,
and God we trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Furious, all of my niggas is serious. Just niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I think she to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ass when they wanna carry us. Good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
We really wanna party like
good evening. I'm your co-host, La Perla Negra, and I'm riding shotgun with Sergio Atterbury. How you doing tonight, Sergio?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good out here. Energy is well. How you feeling?
I'm good. You know, just little allergies and stuff. But other than that, I'm good. We're in a brand new year. Happy New Year. I think this is the first show of King and Queen's Quarters for 2024. This is awesome. Yes, and I am happy to be here. Yes. I brought it in right. How'd you bring your New Year in?
I was working, but at the same time, I wasn't hurting. You know what I'm saying? So I was just making it do what it do and just happy to be here, you know?
I know that's right. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Yeah. Before I go any further, I'd like to give a shout out to a person who is a very good friend of mine, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links, and he goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah, a baby. Now, I got my Raw Links on. Sergio, you got yours on?
Hey, the jewelry always stays dipped and gripped. You know what I mean? Energy.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing like them Raw Links, man. They give off great energy. They have a healing energy, a good vibration. And I'm about to tell y'all where you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry. You can get them on Amazon. You can acquire them on Instagram and at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them on any of those sites, make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with a piece of your choice, your making, or you can have for real design you one of his own very special, unique pieces. All right? Man, Sergio, what's on the menu tonight? What's this about the spirit of the pen thing? I like this title. I like this.
Yeah, the spirit of your pen. I mean,
that's a little.
I just felt that in my spirit. It come with that one. The spirit of the pen. I think I brought it up on your show when I called it.
You probably did. You know what? Yeah, I recall that. I do recall that. That was a good night. That was our first night back and, you know, on here for 2024. And we had a really, really great show that night, too. And I know we're going to have an awesome one tonight as well. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, to crack open the newness of 2024's first show of King and Queen's Quarters, would you like to start us off with a piece?
Yeah, I'll go into it. I'll move for that one.
Okay. The mic is yours.
This piece is titled Spirit of the Pen. Walking in my truth, there's nothing else to do. It's not hard to be inside the better side of you. Claim that inner person that is civilized and righteous. Expose the hidden writers that raise vibrations higher. Touch all points of past, present, future with love. It's the ones that are amongst us adding on that's A+. Bring to life the page of thought when the ink starts dripping. It's amazing what we're thinking when the cadence has risen. What's a style without flow? What's a light without glow? What's hope without a need to know what seen can be shown? This poem was written down in a house that's called home. Creating outside the norm inside of Sergio's window. This year I let the chips fall down, lay where they stay. And one of the dopest on flyers for me is Epiphany all day. Biggest fan is where I stand with pen and pad in my hand. Gotta believe in yourself, here I am creating plans. Noble upon the craft alongside others that bring heat. Why try and compete, I believe in real family. My mother's son, my pop's kid, the child that watched the elders. Respecting the ones that held us from being fake and jealous. I done upset elephants in rooms that carried lies. Saying hello to camouflage super villains with those disguised. These eyes given by God to do whatever the fuck I want. It's not rabbit or duck season. You want smoke, here's the dunk. Dominique with the elite type of talent that always reach. Touching the highest mountain peak. Steps are wooden and they screech. Italian woman and ladies call me Sergio Valerio. Dance my words around the beauty. Black women call me Joe. And that's their piece, Sergio.
Yo, wait a minute. Let's go back. You said you have upset elephants in the room. What was that line?
Yeah, I said I upset elephants in the room when I was trying to go. Yeah, I upset elephants in rooms that carry lies.
Wow. That's
right. Hello, camouflage super villains with their disguise.
I know that's right. Damn, that line says so much right now. It's because we use that metaphor or that cliche when people want to, they have done things and they don't want it put out there. They don't want the truth put out there. I like that. That was a strong line right there. I upset elephants in the room. Yo, that was
because
up.
You see sometimes, when you address the elephant in the room, but sometimes people want to continually lie and shit. You know what I'm saying? Lie on top of lie instead of coming to terms with shit. And just, okay, let's address the shit so we get this shit over. But they still don't want to
get it out.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say people still keep that 2023 energy upon themselves. So I ain't playing with nobody this shit. You know, I've been in rooms and shit and just speak my truth. And be like, you know what, fuck that. You're going to still keep lying about this shit. I don't even want to hear you. Just keep your mouth shut. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't say an aggressive way. I'm just saying real cool. Just keep your mouth shut. Nobody want to keep hearing that shit. You know what I mean?
I love it. Yes, absolutely. I love it. Damn, man. That was dope. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I know you got something inside your realm of archives.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm pulling from, the archives.
We all have to. That's how I be, you know what I mean? good to have one, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. This is called Solitary Love.
It's yours.
Thank you. It is said that if you stop looking for love, the universe will stop hiding it from you. I've lost my taste for regret. This time, no more of my time shall they get. Patience in the build-up to disappointment of one-sided conversations where I gift them my listening, but my side isn't the one getting heard. No more accepting rejection and denial of their neglect of my presence because they want to go outside and play. All of this love I have to give, have given over and over again to the wrong one holding on to hope. No more wandering aimlessly, dissatisfied through the same dream. Back and forth and back and forth as if I'm some play date waiting to be set. At least time was on my side, so I thought. I tell myself that. But lost time cannot be found, filling me. I really thought that turnaround every time was so damn sexy. Ooh, he still wants me, I'd say to myself. And it was just enough for me. But he wasn't offering anything concrete. I am so over it. I am no longer looking back. I have clarity because the eye of my heart is open. I know there's someone out there in this weary world that the universe will have bump into me, and it will be a beautiful soul collision that I deserve, because his soul will recognize that my heart is a treasure chest of gems to be guarded. And I will give the key to him. And never again will I be in love alone. And that's that piece.
Yo, that was fun. I was writing down some collectible notes when I...
Okay.
Like that was flower. You said, neglected in my presence because they want to go out and play. That's so true.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to be putting you on standby and shit. And then you find out the real, like, you motherfucking asshole. I mean, like, you're right. Lost time cannot be found a lot of times. You know what I mean? That's when you create a new belt. You know what I mean? And nothing is concrete.
And there you go.
Got your chest of gems to be, you know what I'm saying, be the protector.
Absolutely.
So, got some hot ones up in there.
Thank you.
But also you got some titles and some poems up in there too.
Hey. I try. I be trying. You know, I think we all... Huh?
I said, I'm stealing your style. You was like, yo, that's so cool. I like that. Use that for poems.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, too.
I think that's dope when we all can resonate with that energy like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I believe that a lot of us that have had different relationships in our lifetime have come across at least one that has neglected us being there because they wanted to go run the streets, you know? And then come back in like everything is everything. Like, really? Nah.
Yeah,
and then we get tired of that after a while. And you put up with it for a little bit, but after a while, you recognize who you are again. You know? You don't make no noise in the beginning, but after a while, you'd be like, yeah, go on back outside and play. I'm good. I'm so good. You know?
Yeah, I love
so,
that. That's when the chicks used to be like, oh. I like when the chicks you say, I'm going to hang out with my girlfriend all night. Oh, he's your girlfriend?
Okay. Yeah.
I've said that to somebody before. I was like, oh, he your girlfriend?
Okay. I think that we've all been through that in our lifetime, especially those of us that have lived for a minute. So that's pretty much where that came from. But, Sergio, I think we need to stop for a second and pay the bills, and then we can get back and start listening to some more poetry because we got some callers in here.
Is that all right? No doubt. Get it.
All right.
Hey, that's why
we'll be right back.
This is Tiffany Radio.
The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing studio to the
other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. As you heard, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dialing number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to engage us. We're waiting for you. All right. Sergio, I'm ready for some poetry. I'm going to open up this first microphone to, I think I know who this is, but I'm going to let them tell you so I don't call out the wrong name. Please don't be mad at me because I don't know who your number is. It's got an area code 573.
Well, you knew it was Sinister Spittle. This is a different number. This is my house line. So hello.
Okay. What's up? Welcome, Sinister Spittle,
hey.
To King and Queen Quarters. How you doing? Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
We're going to try to make it happen. It hasn't been so yet. Now, the Pearl, I remember your name, but your co-host, I never can recall his name.
Well, this
Once went by the name King, but Sergio now, brother.
Hey, I want to tell you. I want to tell you something. And this is what I asked because it's been a fucking day, so apologize to me for memory. Elephant in the room. Hey, brother, I love hunting fucking ivory. Kill them bitches. Uproot them motherfuckers. So I love that. Dude. I loved it. I'm all bored of that shit.
That's what's up. Well, tonight, we are writing to the spirit of the pen. So what did you bring for us for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
It's not going to be this. Well, yeah, it is the spirit of the pen. The spirit of the pen is to acknowledge the now. Now, this is a piece from last year, but the now is the same. This is fuckery again.
Mike is yours.
Why does your soul weep under the lunar crush of seasonal birthings? Purple ebony shutters drawn under laborious dialect is a falsity. Your deity erupts, persuasions fall, death on a loop cerebral drawn to fidgeting, meant to unwind, angst, rewind. Juxtaposing latitude assumptions once palpitated under euphoric drives, falls flat. The cat's been sacked. The cut run through. As you see, time preoccupied to and glue. User quandaries drawn false pretense through pursed lips. Of the seat, symbolically shuttered, plush, and pompous perversions of sarfilious indulgence, muddy lines, deluge, fractions of worth draw heavy under chest, heaving from conception of lusting fuckery gone awry.
homage, thick passages wet with languid lacerations of pelvic ousting, whitewashed and corner euphemisms, rolled, smoked, rock, decanter, poker face time. Gut you when your drawers falter. Silicone infusions drenched in ketamine kisses wither in my sense of belonging. Somewhere past, you're stuck. I stopped giving a fuck. And now the world's caving, said knowings. Box of discernment and poke dotted gushes. Pastel infused, fucking burning my shine. Malignant in the myriad of kaleidoscope mirrors, funhouse horrors, chomping erotic streams. Fuck me, daddy, the parrot midget screams, the ringleader of dwarfed intent, beyond sense of our reason. Hysteria, second to none, when the psychopaths grin. For the murder season, Lady Luck splits tits. Oh, shit! Here I go again. On a tangent of calling bullshit. So, speak easy. Get on with it. The evolving circumstances are just by chance. Enough happenstance. Put on your dungarees and strap on your bellies, because it will get wet soon. Drenched in your apprehension of what should move, static, free, fucking debauchery. Deviant in a state of bliss, setting myself aside from the drudgery of shit. Hotel, preconceived silhouettes of what's to come. As witching hour draws near, you find yourself shit-faced by truth incarnate tent, where I prevail. Slick verbalizations of prophetic gyrations that twinkle nearby clues. Properly fragrant. Properly flagrant. You see my view. An elocution as I have kissed the divine. And fucking know better than what you strap the feeble electrofields to persuasion. Such $10 words for a 50-cent mouth. You speak callously. Fading the rose in my concern for your low-grade conniption. Goddamn fucker again. I forgot. You never learn a lesson.
Yo.
Oh.
You know, you are a beast when you get on the mic, when you decide to write. And I heard a couple of things in there. You said silicone infusions. That made me think of life of living a life through plastic, because there's so much fakeness going on in here. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong at all.
Okay. You know, it's more of that going on now. And it's like the sex thing is so prevalent now among almost everybody in this society. It's like it's pushed. And everybody is not so willing and so open, but a lot of them are. And it's like if you are not a part of this plastic world that they're trying to make us become a part of, then you're the wrong one. You're the demonized one. You know? That's actually what I got out of it. I hope I'm not, you know, going in the wrong direction. But how do you change your tone so much? You go up and you go down, and it's like you don't miss a beat when you do that.
It's because I perform in the vein I write. You know, I write this way, this shit this way. You know, when I'm writing it, this is exactly how I'm thinking it. But what the myth was for many years is that I didn't accept myself, and my sarcasm, my wit, my playfulness, my just raw and relentless. And now I do. It's a beautiful fucking thing.
I hear that. All right, Sergio, what you got for that?
You know, the way you fit your pieces is very unique, you know. And like when Hose Phil said, you know, when you go up and down with everything, it definitely is unique, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, you know.
Absolutely. I think I want to try.
Daddy's got a whole new bag, baby, and it's called Emotion, and it's mine. I'm riding that tank until it flickers free.
I know that's right. One more question, Sinister. Do you practice in the mirror after you write, or
I don't
just...
practice shit. I don't practice shit.
Okay.
The only time I ever perform is when I decide to read it. Most of the time it's raw and I've never done it. I don't read pieces over and over again. This piece I've done like 3 times. But see, here's the thing. Most of the time when I write, I'm like in a very volatile state. So, or half inebriated. So if I've been having a few drinks or in a volatile state like I am now, then I can just go that much more into it and realize what I was writing then at the time, you know, and I have that control. And so that's what life is about, right? Because we can go full fucking throttle. But if you go full throttle, you go up sideways and you fuck up. And I was doing that, and yesterday I had to correct myself. And today he still wants to beat the shit out of me. But I'm cool, man. Even low, I'm high vibrations because I understand it may not be okay, but I'll be all right because it's okay. Hey, it's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you stay vibing high. That's what's up. All right, thank you very much for coming through. You always give it to us raw and, you know, like that, and don't ever change it. I'm going to escort you over there to the Royale Lounge. Don't be a stranger. Oh. It's always an open mic.
Open mic. I will not be a stranger. I am unlocked now. You all have to deal with me.
That's what's up. One love, one mic. You know, Sergio, I always, I tell myself that I'm going to practice. I am one of those writers that has to read it back to myself, because if I don't and I give it to you raw, I'm just, my flow is not going to be the way I want it to be, you know. So I wish I could give it to you guys raw, but that's just not me. Now, I have been given other poets' pieces to read that they had just written, and they like, can you do my piece for me? And I'll try it the best I can, but I wind up stumbling. And I say to myself, Lord, I hope I do this piece justice, you know. But for myself, my work, I have to read it several times before I can give it to y'all. That's just the way I am. Well, Sergio, I got to get used to saying this, you know, your pen name now. It's different for me, you know, because I'm so used to addressing you as King.
No doubt.
It's
no
all
doubt.
That. Yeah.
Well,
but,
I'm going to a song. Then we bring the diva in to do her thing.
Okay.
I know she's waiting patiently to rock the mic.
That's what's up.
Here we go.
I said, set it off on my left, set it off on my right. I said, lick all of my breath, bitches all in my sight. I said, real niggas tryna fuck, fuck niggas won't fight. I said, gunshots into the air, but I ain't scared for my life. I said, yeah, God flow, paint a picture like a young Pablo.
Picasso. Niggas man, live fast, die young, so I drive slow. And pray I die old, in the drop with the top low. Met a bad bitch from Chicago, my hat wasn't cocked, yo. Kept it straight, shit, cause y'all know. And if not, you'll learn how them niggas in the shot go. I ain't fucking, but I'm thinking about it. My niggas say, why you gotta think about it? The bitch want too much, hit my phone too much. If I gotta be frank about it, ain't worth the stress. First the text, then the draws. See, first the sex, then it's calls. Cause the birds obsessed, want flowers, cars, and the purse is next. Nah, bitch can't get a dollar. Cold on Twitter, bitch can't get a follow. Can't get a nut, her can't get enough. Now she fuck a nigga thinking that she man hit the lot. No way, Jose. To write a book called The Things Hoes Say. Show a lot of love to my sister though. But these bitches so pre-bitten vote, I'm in trouble. Yeah, getting to the promised land. You don't want problems, I promise, man. I take you to the promised land. You don't want problems, I promise, man.
Set it up for my left, set it up on my right.
I said,
look all of my breath, bitches all to my sight.
I said,
real niggas tryna fuck, fuck niggas wanna fight.
I said,
gunshots in the air, but I ain't scared for my life.
I said, and I'm going back to school, only for the hoes in a class or two. Young bad bitch made the passage rule. Everybody sweated like Catholic school. Sat next to her in the back of the class. Cheated off a test and I'm grabbing her ass. She like, don't you know this shit already? Nigga, ain't you rich already? Yeah, but I got dumb as shit. Hang around these rappers cause they dumb as shit. But I'm back on track. Jump shot wasn't that good. Couldn't sell crack, but I rap good. That's one stereotype. Know a lot of niggas that are Mario-type. Bad bitch with a degree, I let them scoop ya, yeah, I'm Cooper, I never been a Mario type. No saving hoes, I ain't fool, cause a lot of cool bitches that a nigga went to school with is major hoes. And they mans don't know, they mans don't know. So, had a nigga baby, little mans don't know. Mama was a freak, got it in on the low. 12 years later when my song come on, he asked, mama, did you fuck J. Cole? Whoa. Yeah, getting to the promise. You don't want problems, I promise, man. I take it to the promised land. You don't want problems, I promise, man.
Set it up on my left, set it up on my right.
I said,
lick all of my breath, bitches all in my sight.
I said,
real niggas tryna fuck, fuck niggas won't fight.
I said,
gunshots in the air, but I ain't scared for my life.
I said,
right, all right, all right. That's dope. That was all right. Man, once again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. I'm going to throw that number out there for you one more time. I never get tired of saying it. It is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. We love you, too. All right, Sergio, yeah. You ready for my diva? Up next, ladies and gentlemen, We have a host of, one of the hosts of Epiphany Radio. And she is one half host of Diva's Talk. And this is my diva, Mrs. VIP. What's up, diva? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Sergio? Hey, the pro negro. What's going on, Diva?
What's good? What's good? I got to say Happy New Year to you on the air. I know I already said it, but this is the first show of 2024 for King and Queen's Quarter. So, yeah, no.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So, tonight we are writing about the spirit of the pen. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint, Diva.
Well, I think I've been having a spirit of learning as of late. Not that that's a spirit, but it's a thing I'm going through, learning about me and learning about other things in this world. So hopefully I can relay that to y'all.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called I've Learned. First, I've learned that acceptance doesn't mean inclusiveness. Even though you're part of a team, you don't get to play reindeer games. Second, I learned the hard way that people's actions don't reflect on me, and free will is just that. Third, I learned over and over again that prayer changes things because it's a specific kind of heartache when someone you love hurts and there's nothing you can do but pray. I've learned to stay still, like peace be still until God's will is done. Fourth, I've learned I have to have faith. It may wane sometimes, but I have faith of a mustard seed. The mountains will move, meaning obstacles in my life will move out of my way. And God is good all the time. Even though I may not live another day, I still love God and my family. 2023 is gone. I'm going to do my best to get rid of my baggage, anxiety, depression, guilt, and shame. In 2024, hopefully I won't see them again, even not remember their names. I'm going to work on me, doing my best to live right and be happy, just me. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. I know that.
Yeah.
Got the power of prayer up in there and the freedom of choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't seem to understand that. There are a lot of people out there that are afraid to speak up. Some are afraid to admit that they talk to source creation. But what they need to understand is we were created through freedom. We weren't created through bondage and to have a mindset of, you know, a spirit of fear. We were created with a spirit of discernment. And we have a choice in everything that we do. I love that piece, Diva. I think I ever heard that one. I like that.
No, it's new. Thank you, Adam.
Okay. That's what's up. Sergio, what you got for that?
Hey, you definitely was rocking it as usual. You know what I mean? So enjoy hearing that lovely piece. I mean, Miss VIP in the new year.
Absolutely. Now, before I escort you over there to the Royale Lounge and you go have some conversation with Sinister Phil, can you please tell everyone that what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you, Love Perla Negra, and I are hosting Divas Talk. And we have some great topics. We got amazing poetry and rocking music, I tell you that. So I'd like all you guys to come out and join us. We appreciate everybody. We appreciate the listeners that listen online. But we'd like y'all to come in because, you know, we want that dialogue. You know what I mean? So y'all come join us Wednesday evening. Back to y'all.
Absolutely. All right, Mrs. You know, you just celebrated your 1 year anniversary. Am I correct? Yeah, wedding anniversary. That's a beautiful thing. So I have to address you as Mrs. now. You know,
well,
and I love that. Yeah, Miss Reggie, I said hi, and I'm gonna escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. Thank you for coming through.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic.
Nice, very nice. Well, it is absolutely, you know, this is a great show, but it is time once again to pay the bills. So I'm going to play this, and we'll be right back.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, all right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Once again, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. We love you, too. All right, Sergio, I got another piece. You got another piece? Because I ain't done with this poetry thing. Sergio, you there? Are you muted?
Oh, I was muted. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I got a song from Mrs. VIP. I'm gonna go back in the 80s on that for a second. You know what I'm saying? Just to set this little
Ooh.
Vibration off.
Okay.
So, here we go.
They got me working night for me.
Sorry, I was on mute. That's my jam. That's one of my mottos. Such is life. C'est la vie.
Yeah, that's
a
joint. I mean,
absolutely. I ain't know what they were saying for years. I ain't know what I was singing, but I knew I'd like that song. And that's the way it goes. And then I decided to do my own research. I'm like, oh, definitely. Yeah, such is life. That's just the way it goes. That's my jam. You went way back. And then once again, it takes me to a visual of riding my 10 feet all around Philly. Got my hair did, blowing in the wind. Got my little door knocker earrings on, my pom-pom socks and my white kids, my little shorts and stuff. Yes, yes. The music selection that you have, it always takes me to summertime like that. I don't know. It does that for me.
Back in those songs, I used to hang out with my older brother and his friends. So you would always hear these certain songs. So these certain songs, like, yo, that was that joint. People be rocking them in either their car or they be rocking it, like, when they boombox. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that was that shit. Like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
So when I grab these songs, it just takes me back anyway. It's an energy. I mean, you know, I focus on lock in with that. But thank you, y'all.
Absolutely. Okay, like I was saying earlier, I've got some more poetry. May not bring it brand new, but it's still some poetry.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
I'm ready. All right. Well, this is called Soul Surgeon. I did a background check on him, and his qualifications met the requirements. During my research, I found that he'd healed himself, and that's what got him in the door. But what got him the keys was he showed me that he was light enough in his spirit and on his feet to still dance with me should a storm of life hit us. And that he was grounded enough to receive my natural medicine should we find ourselves in a place of hurt and damaged. Because I never want my touch to become his stranger. That it would be enough for his soul to always just feel, I love you, should either of us lose the ability to speak. Making love goes beyond our sheets because our spirits will always recognize our energies and will always intertwine. That he never has to walk through a field of landmines to touch my heart because he taught me how to turn my fear they used against me into my strength. I was completely naked for him because when he undressed my soul, he kissed it from head to toe and just when I thought it couldn't get any better, he gifted me a set containing one mic with a pad and a pen and a note and told me to scribe my magic of how beautiful life is to be lived, then bless him with those words through my voice. He's not only good medicine for my spirit, he's a soul surgeon, and I gave him the keys to my heart when I knew that I loved him. That's that piece.
Yo, that was a dope piece. I'll definitely feeling that joy. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Medicine for the soul.
Oh, yeah. You know, not everybody, you don't always run into that person that can aid in the healing that you're doing on yourself. It's always, you know, I believe that we all have that one person that can come in and you know, perform that surgery on our soul for us.
I know that's right, Mom.
Mm-hmm. What else you got for us, Sergio? I got to find a way to say that name, Sergio.
Yeah, Sergio?
Yeah.
Just like radio, Sergio. Nah. All right. I had this piece called Gotta Survive.
Okay. Mike is yours.
You all have to. Thank you. Grab demons from out the righteous, carrying a God-given license. You know who helped me write this? There is no ghostwriters. Only Mr. Penmanship, distinctive on the paper. Creative content maker, bringing flavor now and later. This poet can save her, sharing light, brighten the aura. Grounded in balance, rubbing my hands together in holy water. Tablet read, oh, so it said, Joel is coming, delivering bread. Quiet is kept, I never fret, but left a mark, what you expect. Patience, no more waiting, don't care about some ratings. Whatever I be facing, I'm elevating, no debating. Feelings for those who love me, even the ones ugly. Ain't nothing to a child of God, I sense what's above me. Save the last dance from where I stand in front of you. Hoping you see and forget your last dude, he was a mule. I'm a stallion from battalions that's ready with confetti. If you appear close enough, hug Sergio Atterbury. Top tier, thinker, swimming in lakes, ponds, and rivers. Ocean time is traveling underwater where the world differ. Anything is everything. What I bring is navigation. Get out of any situation, watching time, having patience. Flash on the experience, always to be serious. Never want to be curious. My pen game is furious. Play the cut and just wait for windows of opportunities. Too many communities like funeral homes, no eulogies. Sergio.
Yo, I don't know how you do it, man. I'm trying to tell you. Do you ever find yourself stuck for a next line in your piece?
No, I just wait on it. I just follow spirit with everything and just go right there. Sometimes I might write a few lines and just go back to it because I really don't feel like writing anymore because I don't rush anything. I mean, if things come right to me, I'll just air it out. But sometimes I just wait it out. Just be like, then I'll get back to it. And,
okay.
You know, the first few lines can give you the pinpoint of what direction you want to go. So I always make sure I stop within, like, two or four lines. And then I just, like, go back to it when I, cause I already see what the sequence is already at. You know,
okay.
Most time I write at work, so that's why I do it like that, you know. So, you know, it's always a disturbance between bells and people talking and stuff like that. So sometimes I have to go in a place, like an alcove or something like that, and then go back to it, you know what I'm saying, when I'm away from people. You know what I mean? It's too much verbal activity.
Okay. So. I feel you on that one. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. That's what it is. You want to try and spin the block and see if a diva got another piece for us?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Diva, you think you can pull out another piece from your archives? Because I know you got a million pieces. Can you hear me, Mrs. B, out there? Are you muted?
Yes, I do. I got you.
Okay.
I was sitting here. I'm thinking, well, what do I spit? But this piece called "When Will It Be Enough?" It was when I guess it's just like a wave of violence was hitting like everywhere I looked and stuff. I'm like, dang. So this piece is called "When Will It Be Enough?"
Mike is yours.
Thank you. When will the world see enough violence? What is the fascination of watching people fight? Kids and parents jumping in it, not letting the children figure it out. Back in the day, it was fight and be friends or just don't. There was never a need to fight again. Technology has its role to play. Cyberbullying has gone too far for its own good. See, the more messages that say you're nothing, you should just die, no one will ever like you, or the messages stating you will get jumped. Where is that someone to save that child? Or why would that child be scared to tell someone? Why would that child feel like they'll be a punk if they don't face their tormentors? What if that child believes to see his planet and takes their life? Now the scenario is on every social media platform. and people not involved want to be. No one sits down to ask questions. Retaliation, vengeance is on everyone's mind. No common sense to be found. Some may not even care they go to jail, and why not? Being a criminal affects your life. No one wins, and there'll be tears wailing in the streets because someone's child is dead. What more can be said? If I ever had a wish, I wish violence would stop, for someone to use the wisdom instead of weapon. And that's that piece.
Ooh.
All right, man.
No. Pieces like this, they come from a place of truth and pretty much what's going on in the world. And I get very sensitive when I hear pieces like this because I don't know how many times I've asked that question, when will it be enough?
Mm-hmm.
When is this change going to take place? I've seen some things, let's put it that way, you know, and it just seems like this world just thrives on negativity, and you just wonder, when is this shit going to stop? When is it going to come to an end? Because it feels mm-hmm. like, sometimes it feels like lost hope. I haven't given up on believing and knowing that things will improve. It's just along the way what we have to continue to contend with. I love that piece, Diva. You make me want to pull out my piece, Beautiful Colors. I think I'm going to search for that and find it for you. Seriously, because that piece right there, it is one of them ones that grab you by your heart and say, you know,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you definitely laid it out there.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Diva. All right, I'm gonna put you back over there in the Royale Lounge. Thank you once again for spending a block with us.
All right.
One love.
One
night.
One night.
Sergio, we got another call up in here. I say, you wanna do your piece first, or you wanna open up the mic?
You open up the mic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
We did.
We got area code 4.
Sometimes you fuck up when you open up the mic. You ain't got to say the number. Sometimes you fuck up when you open up the mic and you let me through the door and you know I'm going to come here and ain't going to act right. How the fuck
damn,
y'all doing?
I'll be there.
You chilling, my brother? This is a treat.
What's going down?
You know what? I ain't even going to tell y'all who it is. I'm going to let him tell you. Y'all already know the voice and the tone, so I'm going to leave it at that. How you doing? Welcome to King and Queen Quarters.
Yeah, thank y'all. Mr. He Ain't Shit. That's what I'm going by this week. Mr. He Ain't Shit. Appreciate all y'all that's under the sound of my voice and all of that good shit.
Lord have mercy. It's always wonderful still. It's always wonderful, beautiful thing to hear your voice. Always.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for coming through. Appreciate it.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Indeed.
You know, I don't slide through everywhere all the time, but I'm somewhere some of the time here.
That's all right.
Y'all doing all right?
All right?
Y'all enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah, no doubt,
absolutely. It's gonna be even better now if you can spit something for us, because you know I'm a Uber fan of your pieces, your work. You know, you can bring us
some.
I actually had one queued up because I knew y'all wasn't just gonna let me come through here and talk shit, so I was just like, let me go ahead and get ready because. No damn well, Danielle going to be like,
oh, motherfucker, you going to say something?
Oh, shit. All right, Mr. Metaphor. We getting Mr. Metaphoria tonight, or are we getting Dave tonight? What we getting?
I don't know. I'll just see what y'all say after I finish the piece here. I don't even know if this has been heard anywhere, but I'm going to read it.
All right. The mic is
yours. Y'all ready. It's called longing. She longed to be held within arms that would wrap her within the warmth of consistent care, pressed against a beating heart that would consistently be there, erasing the memories of all who previously failed her, emotionally jailed her, blinded her eyes and bound her mind to visions of false intentions cloaked in the disguise of beautiful lies that would eventually reveal its truth in tears. A life filled with fears and wasted years and company of peers that never peeked into her soul to speak the words she needed to hear. She longed to be held. Yet she knew not of how long she could long for the one to whom she would belong indefinitely. It was a definite that she awaited a he that would be all she had dreamed of. And even though she had never seen love, she knew it existed. She knew she missed it. And even if she had never been introduced to pure admiration, the unknown faces attached to obscure penetrations awakened not a single part of her heart. They'd done nothing more than tear her apart piece by piece until peace became a figment of her imagination. She longed to be held. But eventually, she realized she was searching for more than just a warm embrace or a temporary fixture to occupy space. She was longing to be loved. She was longing for someone to look into her eyes and speak into her heart without lies and simply say, "I love you." Meaning every single word and not the manipulation of a salutation she heard before, she deserves so much more. She deserves to feel what is yet to be felt. A love language spoken accompanied by actions that would make her melt and maybe, just maybe, she would be swept away by all she's prayed for someday, but for now she's still patiently waiting, longing to be loved for the remainder of her life, longing to give the gift of what remains of her, for the emptiness has her slowly fading as she longs to be loved unconditionally in peace.
Damn. Dave, you know, you talk a lot of shit all the time, but your poetry has always been, and I believe it remains and always will be swoon-worthy, because you go into this, it's like a character. Your voice, the tone of your voice, the flow of your words. You always going to be my Poe, man, always, I'm trying to tell you. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, he is reminiscent of Edgar Allan Poe, which is one of my favorite poets. I think your work is just, it's amazing. It's magical. From the first word, I'll be like, it's just good like that. And I appreciate you coming on here because we very, very seldom hear from you, you know, even though you're an amazing writer. Thank you.
I think that was a beautiful, politically correct way of saying that I make you want to take your drawers off. So I appreciate that. You know, anytime I can make a woman want to take her drawers off, you know, it's always a good thing if I...
Yeah, like I put it in the chat, bro, you know what I'm saying? Yo, your pen is sick, man. So, man, word up.
Oh, man.
I appreciate it. And, you know, King, I also appreciate the fact I come through and spit a piece to make you not want to take your drawers off, because this ain't a P. Diddy party.
We ain't going shopping and all that other shit. I mean,
Keeping yours on, and Danielle, you taking yours off. See, we have a wonderful balance going here. This is a beautiful thing.
Well, I got to correct you on one thing, though, babe. It ain't about the draws or nothing like that. We are now addressing King as Sergio Atterbury. Okay?
I'm not calling no nigga Sergio. The fuck I look like?
That
sounds like some Italian sexist shit. I ain't calling no nigga Sergio or no nicknames and shit.
There you go, bro.
Hey, Sergio, I'd be damned. I'm been gave him a whole other name. All right, what's up, Ralph? We're calling him Ralph. This is random shit. We call him Sergio. Y'all might. I'm not. Hopefully no other men waiting in queue will come and say, "Hey, Sergio, hang up the phone if they do."
Nobody calling me out like that, bro. Crazy, Sergio. The nigga continue to call me King. It's all good, bro. No, man.
Yeah, I got you. That's what I got to call you. Other than that, I'm just saying, hey, you, Sergio,
Oh, God. We know it's all love. I knew you were going to say something. I knew you were going to talk some shit.
I knew, too.
Yeah. But we called him Sergio. Uh-huh. I know y'all do. Hell, I remember at one point they were telling me I had to call one motherfucker three motherfuckers, and I wouldn't call one motherfucker two motherfuckers. Definitely not three.
I can't with them.
You got to be a group of niggas for me to say they, them, and y'all and shit. Pronoun me ass. I'm going to use verbs or something. I ain't even learned pronouns in school, so I can't fuck with that shit. I appreciate you two hosts tonight, Don Yale and King. That, you know, the Pearly Negro and King. Atterbury, you know, Sergio. No, that's like you, next week I call back in. Y'all be talking, we call him Fabio this week. Y'all might, not me.
Can't stand
you.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm trying to drink some water.
I appreciate y'all having me. Appreciate the commentary and everything. Y'all know I try to come through every blue moon. I know I don't come through often, but I do try to make my way around the corners and shit. So, Don, y'all don't be talking shit come Wednesday. Be like, oh, you went to motherfucking Atterbury show. Wasn't your black ass coming to mine? When he wins this, I'm going to be there too. I don't hear no shit. Hell.
You know I'm going to hold you to it. I miss him. Don't have me call you 3 in the morning. So I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. Huh? If you call me 3 in the morning, I'm having my dick in the morning. Do you hear me?
I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale.
Yeah,
we got Mrs. VIP is over there. We got Sinister Spittle over there, too. So come on with me. All right.
Let me just say this real quick before I go. Danielle, don't escort me to the Royal Palace. Take me to the Pink Palace. That's where I'm trying to go. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. One love,
too,
one mic.
Love, one mic.
Oh, my God. I knew I recognized that number. I'm not used to really seeing it that often, but I do have it written down somewhere. I wish I could find my call log, but Lord have mercy. That's metaphorical. Yo, King, you have a song for Mr. Metaphoria. I know you do.
Yeah. Let me get up in here.
The bloom, the swoon, the sugars on your block. The planets letting flesh in the corners of New York. The ghetto, the meadow, the Mr. Butterfly. The honey bugs dug and licked the honeydew. The kiss, the funk for a bit. The lips with the soul and some jazz for your hips. The puff, the buzz, the lids be heavy slick. The mecca get a rush when the beats be very thick. The hands, the feet, the brown baby treat. The femmes fumble loose and drink the doodle juice. The steps, the flams, the planets got damp. The people get a grip with the tape from a jam. A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Uh-huh, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. The big, the fat, the cool, cool cats. The psychedelic soul puts the planets on the map. The chic, the love, the far out name. The lack of the funk's the main, why we came. The boogie gets done, the colors won't run. The funk hits the square, the kids gotta come. The pizza with the pop, the West Fourth stop. The crew after crew that do the grasshop. The true cool is black, the new school is fat. The beats by the ounce, the funk by the pack. The groove is the fix, the jitterbug fix. The hanging off the butts with the fat soul kicks. That's my nickel bag of funk, my nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
I said a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Oh, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
The wide, the hip, dig it, it's the trip. The loops, the scene, and the funkifying it. The sounds, the pounds, the stacks, the flares. The baggy, baggy jeans, the naughty, naughty hair. The twinkle in the eye, the kids is living fly. The crew from the sky, the stuff to get you high. The action, the work for the rhyme. We goes the whole nine. The papers won't rot, the vapors get got. The street
ladybug will hit you with a nickelback, a nickelback, a nickelback. Butterfly hit you with a nickelback, a nickelback, a nickelback. Doodlebug will hit you with a nickelback, a nickelback, a nickelback. DP's always hit you with a nickelback.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
That was my John, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. Yes,
yeah.
That was an old school joint. Yo, that's what's up. Okay, all right. Sergio, I gotta learn how to let that roll off my tongue. I'm trying to get used to it now. I'm trying to get used to it. You always gonna be King Atterbury to me, though. But you know,
it's all good.
Absolutely.
I do have a piece, though. You know.
Huh? Come on with it, poet. The mic is yours.
It's called, all right, thank you. It's called Fruits of Love. Fell in love with loving all that I know. Is it a vibe or could it be a lie disguised behind my eyes? Doesn't matter, I'll take a chance and dance a little bit. When I enter just to remember, I have options to exit. Never long-winded or having fatigue on her with me. The astronomical energy is beyond just human beings. Mother Earth taught me well, though I lost my father's time. She told me fly away on my own, recognize the signs. Stay close to God, who guards right ways of passage. They'll never become ecstatic or feel you got a habit. Wait for it to come. Be careful whenever it comes. Sometimes adults can be fun, but don't stay forever young. The experience can be serious. Disappointment have you delirious. And life, we get real curious and end up with nothing equivalent. Just search through the garden. Don't step outside the margins. Pick through the bunch one by one. Watch out for hidden that's rotten. Many sides can hide intolerable points of what is starting. Maybe I'll go inside a space searching the market. And that's that piece.
Another excellent piece. Another excellent piece. Man, I got to tell you, I don't envy you guys, but I do have a lot of admiration, and I look up to you. Gotta let y'all know that, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of this world of poetry and to be heard. And that was up. That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. I got another piece for you.
All right, let's go. Let's get it. The stage is yours.
Thank you. This was actually a prompt from, I think, maybe a month or so ago. and it's called If I Was a Poem. If I was a poem, I would be love-filled words that were tossed aside and to the wind after those that got their good fill were ashamed to have me around because I knew their truth. If I was a poem, I would be the eyes behind the window with the clear view to the outside, but the world couldn't see through to the words of hidden anger, never revealed because my heart only knows how to protect and love. If I was a poem, you would be on a roller coaster ride, finding laughter through tears, heartbreak through smiles, and torn pages under toughened skin. And though common is the actions that were done and reactions end result of cause and effect, you'd never get enough of my windsong. Because I'm not really angry nor blocked off. I'm just being incredulous because I want the truth again and the natural order of things to stop the madness. I was a poem. You would see there's nothing in my life that I can look back on and say I miss. No, our love song that stays on replay or any stop texting me text. No smiles with excited anticipation for seeing him because he always made me feel like I was in a competition. And definitely no long, sweet, gentle kiss that made me squirm in my seat. Because I just never received it. If I was a poem, you'd be mindful in your approach to me, because I've reached new levels in my spirituality. So if it ain't love, I don't want to hear it. I've been through so many seasons, and I turned my experience in hurt and pain into words of wisdom. And best believe, no one but me holds the pen in my story. So if I was a poem, I'd make that poem dance. So in sync with the rhythm of the beats of your heart, you would see, I just want all the pieces of me to be loved correct and simply. And that's that piece.
Oh, that's what's up. Getting to it, that little fly, you know what I'm saying? You always have a way of projecting your words out, you know what I'm saying, with the true expression, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well,
I got another one in the chamber.
No, wait a minute. Let me see if we can spin the block and see if we can grab Metaphoria and pull him up in here one more time. I don't know if I'm about to get cussed out or if I'm about to get start. Let me see what's going on with him. Mr. Metaphoria.
Don't just say shit. I ain't got another poem than I came, but did you fucking say incredulous? When the fuck did we start using these goddamn 16th grade words? I'm just trying to be my best with Ann and Doug, and you're using these 16 grade words. I went to the 12th. That's it. I didn't make it 13, 14, 15, 16. I went to the 12th. I'm sitting here listening up on incredulous. What the fuck does this mean? Now I got to go to Google and shit because y'all be in Human Dictionary and talking about some incredulous shit. That's why I got out of queue and come back in. I have to say something about this. I'm glad that the auto tech shit helped me spell the motherfucker because I can barely say it. I damn sure can't spell it. See, I don't want to hear shit else about, you know, I'm trying to learn from y'all. I'm this and that. Any motherfucker might know the word incredulous. You know, you on some different level of type of shit. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit from you no more, Miss Darnell. I don't want to hear nothing from you about the other poets and how they perform their poetry because you use the word incredulous. If it was not for auto spell, I would have never got incredulous, Darnell.
I'm going to say it was a beautiful piece, and with that word, I have to find out the meaning, because I'm not for certain of the meaning of said word, but I'm going to talk to the CEO of Epiphany Radio and tell him I'm tired of y'all using words I don't know. I'm going to write a letter. A letter will be written in very small words about incredulous.
Oh, God. I was trying to hold my laughter in because I went in the chat and I seen you typed in all caps. I said, here you go.
Fucking say incredulous? What the fuck is that?
Oh, God.
That shit doesn't sound like that joke saying so. Talking abominicious. Incredulous. That must be abominicious, too.
Oh, God.
I'm going to use that word in the conversation as soon as I find out what it means. I'm going to fuck around and use it beforehand, use it wrong as shit. I tell you what, I'm feeling incredulous. They're going to be like, that ain't what that means. But my bad. I heard it the other night. You know, some incredulous
shit. Like that skit. What does that even mean?
Right. When I heard the word, I felt like Damon Wayans on The Living Color when he had the character when he was locked up. I was like, that's one of them words. So you got to be either you made it to the 16th grade or you went to the penitentiary to know that motherfucking word. Incredulous. That motherfucker like 15 letters. Hell, I try to stick the words as like 4 and 5 letters long.
Oh, God.
Incredulous. Damn.
It just means that.
No. Don't tell me. I'll look it up. Shit, I'm going to have to study that word. That wasn't white people words. Hell, it, you know, that shit was from the dictionary of European. So I'm going to have to go find that shit. I'm 40 years old. I ain't never heard a nigga say incredulous. So I'm going to find that in the European dictionary and see what it means. And then I'm going to try to figure out how to use it one day talking.
Oh, God. Crazy ass.
I just wanted to come and say that I got another phone ringing. I got to catch this call. But one love, one mic, y'all. Great piece, Danielle.
One
great
love,
piece.
One mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
All right, y'all.
Goodbye, y'all.
All right. Some said, don't open his mic, but I wanted to take the chance. Here we go. Oh, God. Lord have mercy on my soul. That man is crazy. He just let me open up this.
We already
got my girl Gwen C coming up to the mic here.
Yeah.
Hi Gwen, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Hey, hello, y'all crazy on
doing,
here.
Girl?
Oh my goodness, y'all are something else.
Metaphor ain't got no damn sense. I swear I was kind of apprehensive, but I said, let me take the chance. That's why I said I'm going to either get cussed out or I'm going to swoon. And I knew.
That's funny. You said I'm either going to get it or I'm going to get a pun. I'm going to get something.
Okay. I knew it. I know him. I know him. And I knew he was going to emphasize on the damn word. And don't tell me. Don't tell me. Lord have mercy.
Happy
How
New
you
Year,
doing
Happy
tonight,
New
buddy?
Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New
you
Year. Both.
New Year.
Happy New Year and all that good stuff that comes with it. Oh, man, it is always a treat to have you in here getting on the mic, girl. And I can't wait to hear what you brought for us. That last piece I heard you do, man. You know what? I can't pick a favorite piece from you because I love all of them. I'm just to be honest, your flow is incredible. It's crazy good. I know I say this a lot, but I just remember the very first time I saw you perform. I was like, yo, the hell, damn, I want to be like her when I grow up. Seriously. So I told you, I get excited when I see your name in the studio. I'm like, yeah. Please put your hand up. Put your hand up. We want to hear something from you. And you do it.
Thank you.
Never
you,
disappoint. Well,
speaking of picking
bring?
A favorite, I was going to see if one of y'all could pick my poem for me because I wasn't prepared, so I just narrowed it down to 3 items.
Okay.
All right. Pick number 2.
Oh, I don't have numbers. Revolution, Mamba, or Red,
ooh,
White, and Blue?
Yes, yes. We'll do Revolution.
Revolution?
All right.
Thank you both. I appreciate y'all. My Libra can't make a decision. Thank you. They say my youngest will be the one who breaks my heart. Dear street, you don't know how we beat. Nah, just nah. Maybe because that county I love, they dad through the glass. Black eye swollen, I viewed the mask courtesy of white dudes, not men. It was hard on me, but it could only been more hard on him. But even harder on her. Being that was the day I met moms proclaiming, I'm going to wait for him, which made her question me, my sensibility, my self-love, shit, my ability to make simple life decisions because she was a queen. How could she envision me as anything or expect that I was ever going to be, much less be what's best for him, her son, when we met at visitation? And really, I wasn't shit at the time. I ain't even have money beyond a few dollars to put on his book. But y'all know how that kind of love looks. You give up your last damn dime. Swear up and down they did no crime. He's serving, but she doing the time. Blind. On cloud 9. Living in an illusion of future relationship heaven. Be on page 27 of jail letter number 667 in 2 years' time. But mom, she was a black queen. I was smart, though I didn't speak it. At our first encounter, my soul was screaming. Black woman, folk want your rhythm, but not your blues. Your hue, as long as it's deaf, they can choose. To preach, but not sit next to you in them pews. To place your sons behind bars for untruth. Assign court-appointed attorneys whose philanthropy is their 5-year plan of defending the public to see their student loans reduced. They're supposed to finance us. Instead, they see a son as a financer, avoiding paying their dues because they don't see value in rights they never had abused. They'll greet you at Last Supper, share cooking, but refuse to offer salt to heal wounds like gentrification, discrimination, uniformed assassinations. They'll take a bite and chew just so they can deny the taste of damn near annihilation. Our divine priority is to walk with Jesus. Yet for 20, 40, maybe 80 years before then, we spend time creating an unfair race for other races. And fast forward 24 years since the day I met mom. In a country with visible pipelines from schools to prison systems, like hard cash, fucking soft justice, no subliminals, yet all that seems minimal. Because they out here killing black folk like they criminal. Melanin isn't arsenal. Pop, pop, this mouthpiece, B, try to run me. My pen's not on E. I got 8 miles. Put you in part since you love remaining neutral. Bust to you, my poems coming like trailers to your favorite films. Now you locked in, not letting you ease, budge, or breathe. Trapped like white rice in a pressure cooker, aggression. Until you recipe the cure for oppression. These poems will end when America's evil redundancies do, or when we let the steam out, a.k.a. the revolution, and it will not be social media eyes. Rest in peace, Mir Rice. In peace.
Yo. Sergio, you go first on that.
Sergio, I got to practice that. Yes, Sergio,
yo.
I got to practice.
Yo, you hit that one out the park, you know what I mean?
Thank
hit
you.
It out the park in the dark, word. That definitely had fire on it, you know what I mean?
Gracias.
And I appreciate you coming through with that, word.
Thank you.
Always. Excuse me. Metaphoric got me. He had me laughing so much. I'm belching right now. You,
so
girl, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, he crazy as hell. I love him, though. He know I love him to death. But it don't matter what it is you choose to spit, what you give us the choice to pick for you to spit, it's always, you always blaze. You always burn the mic up, set the stage on fire. Oh, God, and that piece is no exception. I'm trying to tell you, girl, the beginning, you talk about that kind of love where, you know, you would give everything for that person,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what situation that they are in. And I have experienced that kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up, you know, but I have I can't say it was all bad, because when you are feeling that way about your person, it's no, at that time there is no greater feeling, because you just want to do for them, you know.
That's right.
One day you wake up and you be like, you know, but I love it. I love it. You always hit on everything that's going on out here in the world. And it's just, let me ask you something. When you first started spitting poetry and writing it, did you always have a flow like that, or did you build up to it?
No, I hate my flow. Let me just put that out there. I swear, Danielle, I still hate it to this day, because it doesn't sound like a spoken word artist. And so when I slam, I lose points. You know, it doesn't sound like it's supposed to sound. I don't know how to pause. I'm from Texas. I was, all my friends were, like, not all, but a lot of my friends were Mexican. They talk fast. We talk fast in Texas. Believe it or not, we talk fast in Texas. People think it's country, but it's not. It's the exact opposite. And I don't know how to slow down. I hate my flow. But thank you for asking.
That
it's always been that way, and no matter how hard I try to change it, I can't. I've tried to change it. When I write the poem, I build in the pauses. When I write the poem, it's this way. When I memorize it, no matter what piece it is, I always default back to the same flow, and that's why I say all my poems to me sound the same.
I love it.
You're one of the dopest flyers out there. You know what I mean? Word.
Thank you both, because, I mean, I really appreciate that. That's one of the reasons why I shrink my poetry a lot, is because I don't feel like I have a good flow, and it's unfortunate, because I freaking hate it. So I appreciate y'all for that.
We love it every time you bring it, and it's strong. It is a strong flow, and you know, we can be our own worst enemy, be the
That's
worst
true.
Critic
That's
we
so
have.
True.
You know, but to someone who you are giving that gift, because it's a gift. It's nothing wrong with your flow. It's amazing. I wish, girl, I'd be done chewed my tongue up trying to flow like that. I'm trying to tell you.
No, you didn't.
For real.
That.
Seriously. I think it's amazing. It is awesome, and it's a talent. It's a gift to be able to flow, and it's effortless for you. You don't skip, you don't stumble over your words, and if you do, we don't catch it, okay? And you have something new to say with every single piece. I have not heard you repeat any other parts of poems in any of your other pieces. And that right there is just, I don't know, I think it's amazing. And I think you are a doll. I really do. And I appreciate you coming through all the time. You may not always put your hand up, but I see you listening. I see you listening.
Yep.
And it's appreciated. And thank you so much. Oh, man.
Thank you both for the space. I appreciate y'all as always. I appreciate the solid. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're
welcome.
Welcome, and we appreciate you too. I'm gonna send you on over there to the Royale Ounds. Watch yourself, because Metaphor is over there with his crazy self.
Okay, y'all. Peace, love, and see the words.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Yo, she is a beast. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
and this is
one of the dopest flyers out there.
Yo, this show is amazing. It was an awesome show, and we are 5 minutes up till the 11 o'clock hour. I think this was an awesome show.
Definitely.
We was MIA for a little bit because Blog Talk was acting up, but, you know, this 2024, we got a comeback that is just beautiful. The energy, it's even better than it was last year. And I want to say thank you for continuing to trust in me and allow me to ride shotgun with you. Because, man, we got some good stuff ahead of us. Absolutely.
And, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate, you know what I'm saying, your diva for sliding through also. I mean, y'all been holding me down on that. I was going to say, I got great admiration and love for y'all. You ain't Mrs. VIP. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all the ones that helped me stay in the building. You know what I mean? So, great appreciation for y'all. Great love.
Absolutely. And I want to send a shout out to all the listeners, the callers, the poets that came in here and just dropped them bombs on us. Man, they was killing it one behind the other. I so appreciate y'all. Without y'all, we just be, you know, running our mouths back and forth and giving each other just our pieces. We are always open. There's always a open mic here waiting for you. I can't thank you enough. My callers, the listeners, the ones that are participating, even the ones that didn't. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year to everybody. I'm going to say peace.
Peace, peace, peace. And you know what? We're going to see y'all next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here with Epiphany. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know about this family, you better find out. You know what I'm saying? You heard? But, hey, I'm going to take us out with a song. You know what I mean? Some Bone Thugs.
I've been stuck in the struggle and I've been wondering if I'm ever gonna bubble. I'm getting caught up in the tough state of using my muscle when every time I extend my heart to my mother. Caught up in the game, now I'm back up in the hustle. Sometimes I sit in the one. If a nigga for my number, if it wasn't for the bomb club fam. In this world where nobody don't give a damn, but I'm still a man. Got a soul program, I'ma pump my fist, I'm staying ready for this. And you can put this on wish, I never see to your fist. And when I needed a ride, you wouldn't give me your lips. And I won't pop in my crisp, you niggas all on my dick. I wanna change the world, you wanna change your life. I wouldn't put up a fight if I knew it was right. They say everything happened for a reason. Can you tell me why this nigga's bleeding? Needing general assistance. Out here needing public housing. Out here trying to make ends meet. Trying to get on the feet, but see, I'm already so cloudy. And I know what you don't know. You better get on your mission to get down for your dough. See, the real niggas ready out here taking control. See, I'm screaming, I'm old with my pockets on swole. Please, Mr. Postman, quit bringing these bills to my house. Quit bringing this stress to my spot, cause I'm ready for the kill on. Look out, look out. Niggas try to run up on the bone. I'ma show you like this, I'ma pull my chrome. I don't wanna have to send a nigga home. Lord, please take me home. Come and take me home.
ain't wrong. It didn't happen when the bone was coming up so strong. We just wanna hear to see what we do. You motivated us at the shows we seen you. And I really hope they listen to what we've been on these songs. You might have been through stuff, I hope it's nothing like wrong. Like once every never make it, like 2 30 million they say. And I really thought someone put us on and he left, crossed over. Back to the hood we soldier. The music they can make it back and love. But they kicked in and the world shows and we winning now. Gotta keep it coming, food in my baby's mouth. And things change like relationships. Ain't did nothing, now you wanna flip. Doing people things you would never made on your own. Now I wanna stand why thugs nigga lead a hood, buy a bigger home. Stick in the hood, mess the scrubs, it all be gone. You can really help a brother if it ain't been